Zeche Nishmas Avi Murray Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas Zeche Nishmas Daniel Hashen of us Yeshua Falak. Okay. Hudi. Okay, welcome everybody. Just wait a couple of minutes. Just get everyone did everyone receive the packets?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I received it.
Okay, good, good.
Yeah, I did. And just one thing, please, dedicate this year for Rabbi Shlaima for the fine thing to Rabbi Mishma.
What do you say, Ari?
Rav David Feinstein is Mizrach Mishma.
Right, so Ari Feldman said we should make the shear for the schus for a fourth flavor for David Feinstein.
Yeah, David Ben
Shimon. Yeah, the fourth flavor. Yes. Okay, we'll just wait one more minute for more people to come, and then we'll start. How you doing, Elon?
The phone call today was that Jack is running a call out for us right now about Halachos Shabbos and technology.
Yeah, okay, very good. Okay. Who's it? Okay, everyone, so we're going to begin now. Okay. And again, we thank the Rav, Rav Ori Shlita, for bringing us together under these difficult times. And I mean, not yet back in the Beis Medrash having the shir. So we thank him for bringing us together and to continue the shiurim on Hilchos Shabbos. So we're doing in Yonei Lamites Melachos Shir Resh Mem Aleph. So the topic of tonight's Shir is Maisa Shabbos B'Meleches Hotzah. In other words, we know that there is a halacha that if somebody did an Aveira on Shabbos, we're not supposed to benefit from the Aveira on Shabbos. For example, somebody cooked food on Shabbos. So that's called Maisa Shabbos. The person cooked food on Shabbos, so then one is not supposed to benefit from that food. And if you take a look, let's take a look to see how the regular din of Maisa Shabbos is brought in Shulchan Aruch. We can look on page 17. And it says, Habavashel b'Shabbos. So if somebody cooks on Shabbos, and then it's in parentheses it says, Osha Osa Achas Mishar Malachot, or it doesn't have to be cooking, it could be another Malach also. Osa Achas Mishar Malachot. So B'mezid also lo la'olam. So if it's b'mezid, in other words, you knew it was Shabbos, you knew you're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, but you still cooked on Shabbos. So then also lo la'olam. In other words, so you cannot eat this food forever. Also lo la'olam. Look in the Mishnah Brura, Kasif Katan Dalit, La'olam Lehanos Me'osa Malacha. Kansu Rabbanan. They made a knas that you cannot use it But lacherim, someone else wants to eat the food, it's mutter lemotzai Shabbos miyad. Then it's mutter on motzai Shabbos. You can't have it on Shabbos, but on motzai Shabbos, you'd be able to have it. Uva shogeg, but if it's done b'shogeg, then also lo bo bayom, you can't eat it on Shabbos. Gam lacherim. But at night, after Shabbos, mutar lo gam lo miyad. But after Shabbos is over, then you could eat it right away after Shabbos. So if it's bemazid, so how does it go? If it's bemazid, then you can't eat it at all, ever. And the other people could eat it on Motzai Shabbos. If it's b'shogeg, then you could both eat it after Shabbos. So that's different, you know, there are different shittas in the Tanaim about this. You know, that's the, if you look in Mishnah Berurah, on page 18, Sifkot and Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Machlokas and the Gemara between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. The Shulchan Aruch is following the opinion of Reb Yehuda. But that's how we passed it. Okay. And this is called Maisa Shabbos. This is the knas that you have for doing a malach on Shabbos. So if it's obviously it's been made, it's a bigger knas. The shogeg is less. Take a look down at the Bir Halacha. Vimhu malacha derabbanan. But what if it's the Rabban? Mavashal b'Shabbos is a Malacha d'Oraisa. But what if it's a d'Rabbanan? In Malacha d'Rabbanan, Ayin b'Pri b'Gadim Shekosav, Dechad Dina Islahu. Who b'Shogei Tzarech l'Hamtin ad Motzai Shabbos. That it's the same din that you have to wait till Motzai Shabbos. However, if you look further in the Bir Halacha, the line that begins V'lachem, he says, "Lipasti matzasi b'bir agro shekosav masig la'alacha dafilu das al shulchan aruch shaposke Rav Yehuda." So he says, by a malacha derabbanan, the Vilna Gaon says that even that shogeg would be okay. They didn't make any knas. So therefore, if it's a shogeg, then it would be mutter right away. If it's only an issue of a derabbanan. For example, matbil kelim b'shabbos. In other words, say a person the Tvilas Kalim on Shabbos. B'shogeg yishtamish mehem. If it was b'shogeg, he didn't know, then he could use it right away. B'mezid al yishtamish mehem ad motzai Shabbos. But b'mezid, you have to wait, because again, this is a derabbanan, and so the Prima Godim says that the derabbanans are same as the raisis. Right, that's what he said. But the Gra says that no, if it's the Rabbanon, we could be more makel. That if Tvilas Kalim is only a din de Rabbanon, it's only, it's not a din de Raisa, you're not doing any real malacha, you're just being Tovel Kalim, so you're making it fit for use. And that's the. So that's the regular din. So the regular dinim are by there's an isser by the rices, and if it's bemezid, it's laolam for you, and for someone else, it's mutar motzai Shabbos, it's b'shoigeg, then everyone's motzai Shabbos, and by the rabbanans, it might be the same, or maybe the rabbanan b'shoigeg might be mutar right away. Now, the question at hand is it being a discussion in the Rishonim and then in the Chayyadim? Here, he quotes it here, the Bir Halacha, in the next piece on page 17, in the bottom piece. He says, Achas Mishar Malachas, Kosov Chayyadim, Klal Tes, Davke, Medova, Shanasa, Maisa. Whereas maybe the whole concept of Maisa Shabbos is only if you did something that changed the thing physically. Whereas if you cook something, you're changing the thing physically. Right? So there, that's Maisa Shabbos. But say somebody carried something on Shabbos, and there was no Erev, and he carried something the Isser. So maybe the question is there a din Maisa Shabbos in that situation? Because nothing is changing physically in that situation. Nothing is changing. So therefore, since nothing is changing, so maybe there's no din of Maisa Shabbos. Mainly Maisa is only when you do a Maisa that has a physical change. If it would be Meshogig, even though it would be a dinda, this is the Raisa carrying on Shabbos, the carrying of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it would be a Daraisa, but nonetheless, maybe since it's not something that had any physical difference, nothing changed.
Why does that make a difference? Even though Hatzos of Alacha Gerua, why does it matter whether or not you're... That's the malacha. Why should it be any different than any other malacha?
Because, I mean, look, Basha says this is a din derabanan, right? So
what?
So the Rabbanan felt maybe we should treat Hatzah differently because the benefit that you're getting is more indirect. You see,
I would say Hatzah you have to treat worse because people, Tosfos says, that there's a bigger shash you're going to be over because things are in your pocket. The minute you step out of your house, you violate Hatzah. We have to be more machmor by Hatzah. Why should we be more make?
No, but Rebbe, doesn't Reb Moshe have a shot in that Tosfos? Because by a regular malacha, I see a change in the chayfetz itself. Versus in Haitzah, the thing, it's the same thing.
Okay. That's Tosfos on Daf Beis in Shabbos.
Yeah, it's Tosfos, exactly. But Reb Moshe, I believe, has a tshuva he elaborates on it as to why.
No, Reb Moshe's tshuva is about why if you carry out a person... Most of Tshuva is about a Chai Nosei Satsma.
That's right, I'm sorry.
That's a different thing. But most of Tshuva is how come if you carry a person out in the street, so it's only an Issa Drabban? Especially if the person could walk. And you carry him out. If you have a little kid that can walk, and you carry him out into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's only an Issa Drabban. So Reb Moshe writes, that's the din of Chai Nosei Satsmo. So Reb Moshe has a very unique pshat in Chai Nosei Satsmo. His pshat in Chai Nosei Satsmo is that a malacha is only a full malacha when you could, after the malacha is done, it's nikra that the malacha was done. Say, for example, you see something that... see a piece of paper. Somebody wrote on it. But you weren't there when they wrote. But you see that someone wrote on it. So therefore, I could tell that it was written on even afterwards. So that's the real hagdar of a malacha. That it's noticeable that the malacha was done even after the malacha was done.
Isn't that similar to what the Chayim was saying?
Yeah, well, one second. But if you see a person in the street, so it could be you carried that person out, but most likely the person just walked out himself. So even if you carried the person out, if the person has the ability to walk, it's not noticeable that the malacha took place after the malacha. So therefore, that's how Rav Moshe has a unique interpretation of Chai Noses Atzmo. Oh, so that's the question. So maybe Hotzah is different. So let's take a look. So Rav David Hiller, he's saying he doesn't like that. So let's see. Let's see if he's right or not. Now, we know, let's take a look down back to page 1. The first Mishnah in Shabbos is Yitzias HaShabbos, Shnayim Shein Arba. So we have the case, right? The Ani is outside, the Asher is inside, and we have different scenarios of one, the Ani putting his hand in, and the Asher is putting it in, the Asher is putting it out, you know, all different types of scenarios of bringing it in, bringing it out, where the Ani is, the Asher is putting his hand in, the Ani is putting his hand, all these scenarios, right? So Tosis asked the Kashim, what do you need so many scenarios? It's the same principle, that you're bringing something in, you're bringing something out. So what is the Mishnah and Shabbos have to tell us all these scenarios? So Tosis answers here, look in the arrow here, on the Tosis, on the arrows on the right side, the first one in the line is Peirashti. He says, Hotzah is a malacha grua. If you look on the third line of the wide lines, you see, because if you take, in other words, Hotzah is not something creative. It's something that's not so, it's a big chiddush. Because if I take something from one room in the house to another room in the house, right? So it's the same physical action. It's the same physical action as if I would go ahead and take something from my house into the street, right? It's the same physical action either way. But when I draw something, I'm an artist, I draw something even if I'm not an artist. I write something, so I did something. But here, it's a chiddush. Because one could have said, maybe if you take it from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid, you're also chayiv. The fact that you're only chayiv when it's Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, you know, it's a chiddush. Because it's the same physical action from the perspective of the item. I'm just bringing the item from one place to another place. So it's not, you know, it's not something that you would understand misvara right away. So it's a chiddush that the Torah gave us, a chiddush that this is a malacha. Even though if you would carry from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid, it wouldn't be a malacha. But if you carry from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, it would be a malacha, because this is a different type of place. So that's a chiddush. So therefore, I have to therefore know all the scenarios. Because maybe I would think, maybe the chiddush is only when you go from inside out and not from outside in. Right? Since it's a chiddush, and anyway, you know, it defies the normal logic, then one would say that, you know, you should, maybe it's only going from taking something from in this house, from outside the house, or maybe outside, you know, you could say a lot of different things. Once you're saying that it's not totally working with creativity and the logic of what malacha should be, then all bets are off. So therefore, the Mishnah had to give us as many scenarios as can, because without that, I wouldn't necessarily know that every scenario was included.
That's called a malacha grua. So it's a substandard. Even though it's grua, you still chayv misa for doing it. You understand? It's not any lenient in the chomer ha'iser.
Okay, so there is a Gemara here on the second page in Ervin on Mem Aleph Amud Beis. Amar of Papa, four lines from the bottom. Amar of Papa, Peres Sheyotzu Chutz L'Tchum. Say. You had Paris in the Tchum, and then they went out of the Tchum. So someone brought them out, but then someone brought them right back in. So do we say that since they were brought out, so Aveira was done to them, and therefore even if they brought back in, you didn't bring it back in, but somehow... A guy took your payers, he walked out of the chum, he walked back into the chum. So what's the din? Afilu b'mezid lo hifsidu es b'koman. So even if the whole thing was b'mezid, he on purpose took the payers out and brought them back in. So the halacha is lo hifsidu b'koman. They didn't lose their status, meaning they still have the same Chum Shabbos as it was originally. And originally, it's the whole city, plus 2,000 after the city. So if you look in the Rashba, here's the Sharba, page 3, then going over to page 4. Umori Harav Kosim Bil Kosim, second arrow. He says, Maisa means that you did something new. In other words, you built a kli. You baked something. You cooked something. So all these things, you change the physical status of the item itself. So he says, the Dami Hai Maisa Lishna Abinu Rav Yochanan Maisa Shabbos Doraisa. Right, there is an opinion that says Maisa Shabbos, meaning benefiting from an Isser on Shabbos is a Din Doraisa. We normally don't assume like that. But Rav Yochanan Matsandla says Maisa Shabbos is Doraisa. That means that the halacha, that if you cooked something on Shabbos, you can't eat from it. Is a din daraisa. And he says over there, what does Maisa Shabbos mean? Lokori Maisa Shabbos el kagonafil ubishul b'chayotzi b'hem. Maisa Shabbos means someone cooked on Shabbos, someone baked on Shabbos. Aval havask kelim v'ochlim yishus l'shus. But to take something from one domain to another domain, Vadai lo mitzri afilu Rabbi Yochanan san lo mahavosom. It was even according to the Shita that holds that Maisa Shabbos is daraisa. Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that only applies if you did a creative action, like you cooked something, you draw something, you did something creative that wasn't there from before. But hotzah hachnasa. That's not creative. You just change the location. So he says that even Rabbi Yochanan Asandler would agree that there's no Isser of Maisa Shabbos by Hotzah. Because there's no Chiddush Dover. Okay, that is the Rash Peshitta and the
And that is also known as the Rabbeinu Yonah Shita on page 7. The Das Rabbeinu Yonah from page 7, the first line. Afilu b'Shabbos lo mitzvah ma'isa Shabbos b'nei shenase bo iser havar b'shus harabim hotzah v'chtozo shlo osru b'ma'isa Shabbos al adove sheyesh bo ma'isa tayu nase shum tikun b'gufo. So zeh nikra ma'isa. Ma'isa means that you did something that changed the action, that changed the item. Like you had a raw piece of meat, now you cooked it. It's a different thing. But when you carry something from one rishus to another rishus, you didn't really change the action. You just, the item rather, you just changed the location. And therefore, the Rabbeinu Yonah reiterates the same concept that we saw in the Rashba. Let's take a look at the Rambam for a second, on page 8. It says the Rambam, Perish Yotzuch, Halacha Chav Dalet, Perish Yotzuch Chutz L'Tchum, page 9, V'Chazru, where the Perish came out of the Tchum and they came back, someone brought them back, the Shoigeg say, Yochlu b'Shabbos, Reigonas and Baguf and Maisa, Lot Shnatu. The Mezid lo Yochlu ad Motzai Shabbos. But the Mezid, you could. You could only have it on Motzai Shabbos. But the Rambam says, B'Shoigeg, you can eat it on Shabbos. And he uses the same type of svara, because there's no maisa that was done. Well, but comes the Ramban, and this Rav Tugi Goldstein points out in the Sefer, and says another pshat. You have David Hiller, you here?
I'm here, I'm listening in, I'm trying to make sense of this because I'm having a very scary year.
So the Ramban is going to say like you. He also doesn't understand this idea. He thinks if you did Hotzah, so you can't use it. Say, like in the case that the Rav put in the title of the Shir. If somebody comes to your house and brings you a bottle of wine, so he's expecting he's going to make Kiddush on the bottle of wine. So are you allowed to make Kiddush on the bottle of wine that someone brought? So according to the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yonah, you could. The Ramban disagrees. And he says, no. Maisa Shabbos. A malacha was done, so you can't benefit from the malacha. Right? In other words, in order for him to have brought that bottle of wine, he had to bring it from the Rishus HaRabim, assuming that there's no Erev or whatever it is. So the halacha is that it's also, there's no difference. The Ramban doesn't like this idea, like you, Rav David Hiller. The Ramban doesn't like this idea of making a difference between
So what
does the Ramban say? As Rav Tuvi Goldstein points out, he says like this. Let's see the Ramban inside. He says, Nice Shabbos is also, page 11, the last word on the line is Avol. Avol. Avol mi shehoyu lo peiris beveso, lo tzil rishus harabim. Say you took peiris from your house and you brought it into the street. So to eat it in the street would be awesome. I'm not talking about the issue of eating things in the street, eating b'shuk, the whole discussion about being pasul le'edus for ochel b'shuk. But if a person brought it out, so then it's ma'aser Shabbos, it's awesome. But what if it was in the house, it was brought out, and then it was brought back in? So he says that's the case that it's mutter. Because over there, in the beginning, you started with something in the house. Then it was moved and it was returned. So that scenario, in the end of the day, you start where you began. In the end of the day, we started with the peiros in the house. Then they were brought out and they were brought back in. So basically, you didn't benefit anything from the malacha. See, when you cook on Shabbos, you benefited from the cooking. And if you take something out from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, you're also benefiting, because now you could use it in the Rishus HaRabim. But if it starts in the Rishus HaYochid, and then it's brought into the Rishus HaRabim, and then it's brought back into what? Into the Rishus HaYochid. So, we really didn't benefit anything. Because Lemaisa what? Lemaisa, we ended up where we began. We began with what? With something in the Rishus HaYochid. We end up with something in the Rishus HaYochid. Even though in the middle it was brought to the Rishus HaRabim, but in the end it was brought back. So he says that case is mutter. But if you take something from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, that obviously it's also to do, but our concern in this year is, am I allowed to benefit now? Can I eat from it? So the Rashba, the Rabbeinu Yonah, says, yeah, you can eat, because there's no Maaser Shabbos. But the Ramban says, no, but the Malacha was still done, and you're going to benefit from the Malacha. The only time, so you can't take it out and eat, but the only time it's permissible, if it was in the Rishus HaYochid, then went to the Rishus HaRabim, and then back to the Rishus HaYochid. So then,
you can benefit.
That's not, because in the end, you didn't gain anything in the end. In the end, you didn't gain anything. You follow? You didn't gain anything. Okay, so that's what the Ramban says. Now let's look in the Chayyadim itself. So as the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Chayyadim, that's where it became very, very popular. What the Chayyadim says. So let's look in the Chayyadim on page 16 of the Chayyadim. Says the Chayyadim, Miral, Kol Ha'osem Malachim Ben HaMalachim Zasurim B'Diraisa V'Vachal B'Shabes V'Chein Kulam Im B'Mezir Osem Lolom V'Chein Mutu Motzei Shabes B'Yad Im B'Shogeg O Shashochach O Mermuter Osem Bal Bayom L'Chol Odom L'Erev Muter B'Yad Afil Lo. It's important to see what he said. What does Shogeg mean? Shochach means you forgot. O Mermuter, or you thought it was Mutter. Some people think that you can cook on Shabbos. They think it's mutter. So Omer mutter, even though you're wrong, really, it's not mutter, but that's called shogeg. That's called, an Omer mutter is called shogeg. And then he writes the line that begins Shin Yud Ches. Then he says V'davka V'dover Shanase Mase Beguf HaDover. So he says that the only time Maisa Shabbos is usher is if there was a physical change to the item itself. B'vashal Kayotu. So Bishul is the classic example because you're cooking, so you change its form. Avalamotzi Mishus Rishus, but you're taking it from Rishus Yachet to Rishus Harabim. So nothing was changing physically. Shalushtada Hadovim Mikmo Shahaya. So then, if it's Bishogeg, it's Mutter Afil Lo Afil Bobayom. It's Mutter. Even that day, in Mimezer, Asar Filachem on Motzei Shabbos. So it's Meshogeg, it's Mutter that day. So this guy brought wine for you on Shabbos, so if he was Meshogeg, then you can eat it. Meshogeg could mean that he thought it's Mutter, or he thought that there was an Erev in their community, it really wasn't an Erev, whatever. So then he says, "Beshoge, if it's something that's not nasa beguf hadover, there's nothing was done beguf hadover. So then it's mutter. If it's b'mezid, it's still going to be awesome. But motzoi Shabbos, it'll be mutter. Because malkam yesh lahachmir bechol yisur Torah." Vashel v'mosod and melacha drabanon nearly in b'shoigeg mutar afil lo afil bo bayom. Right, a shogeg by a drabanon, whereas a person didn't know that it's mukta and thought it was okay, and it was a b'shogeg and it was a nisa drabanon. See here, mutar afil lo afil bo bayom. Okay, so this is the story with Maaseh Shabbos. So Maaseh Shabbos definitely applies to Bishul, definitely applies to Afiyah. But the question is, does it apply to Hatzah?
Rabbi, according to the Chayyadim, how about the Malach HaBayir? Really, the Gufadaber, there was nothing done to it. I took out the Psylus instead of the ice.
In other words, Ari's asking, this whole idea, we say maybe Hotzah is different. That Beshoigeg by Hotzah is Mutter Bobayon. And Bemezid, maybe it's Motzoi Shabbos. So Ari's asking, what?
Let's say,
Borer. Borer, so, what about Borer?
I didn't do anything. I did the malacha because I took out the silence. But the gufadaber of the Eichel, nothing was done.
Why can't you widen this question to say any malacha in Shabbos with the gufa malacha, the chayfetz didn't change? You could probably list 10 malachas that are like that. L'chayri, you would say the same thing. Or maybe no. Maybe since Eichel was a malacha gubua, or Mumekel by Eichel.
Right. So that's an excellent point you're making. So is it because is this the whole discussion only because Hotzah is Melacha Grua, or is it because Hotzah there's no difference in the physical action? That's the question. So there is a further discussion of this topic. There's a further discussion on this topic. And that is, what about Seder? You capture an animal. You,
capture an animal. And now you could shecht it or whatever. So is that called Maisa Shabbos? When we say the same thing. Just like by what? By Hotzah, that's not considered an action. So Mamela has no, it's not Maisa Shabbos. Because there's no Chiddush Dover in the Maisa. So what would you say? Say that should be the same, no?
So if you go that it has to do that there was a difference in the chayfin, so then it should apply to other malachas, versus if you say to malachas keruas, then it's only like so.
Right, so that's the question, meaning what? What do you want to say? What do you want to say, Ari?
No, nothing.
I think he's trying to say that there are a list of malachas that the chayfets never really change, like sud.
Sud.
The animal's alive, it's still alive. And therefore, if you're going to make this applicable by Hotzah, this cheshbin of the chayfets didn't change, then you should make it applicable by all of the malachas. It's probably like 6 or 7 of them where the chayfets really never changed. And therefore, why shouldn't this svara be true on these cases
as well?
So
let's take a look. We have Tuvia Goldstein Sefer here, Neima Kalacha. On page 27. Akshav, you see in the bottom paragraph on the left side. He says, "V'achshav shibiyarnu l'das kama rishonim cholakot saw mishar." Because if you want to say, see, the Ramban doesn't hold from this. Ramban says, if you took something out, so now you did something. Now it's in the Rishus Harabim. So now you could use it in the Rishus Harabim. So you accomplished something. That's also Maisa Shabbos. The only time it's not Maisa Shabbos if it was brought to, from the Rishus Yochid to Rishus Harabim and then back into the Rishus Yochid. So that's considered. So in that case, it should be okay because Lamaisa, you started where you began. If you take something from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, so now you could use it in the Rishus HaRabim, so you did something. Even though there was no Shinui B'Guf HaChefetz, but you still did something that's meaningful, and therefore it could be a Shaila of Maisa Shabbos. Not being able to use it. But if it's brought back to the original place where it started out from, there's no Maisa Shabbos because you started from the place where the place of departure. So Rav Tuvia Goldstein here, on page 27, says Achshav should be Yarnu Shal Das Kamri Shoinim Cholok Hotzah Mishar Alam Kats Malachos Shul Nasev Shini Bechevetz Shotzi Fize Yeshal Ayin Hechadin B'Malachot Seida. Because on one hand, maybe Seida is the same as Hotzah. It's the same animal. It's just before I can't control it. So now I caught it. So is Hotzah? Would you say that? That Seda should be the same as what? Seda should be the same as Hotzah. Because there's no Chiddush Dover. It's not like Siva. It's not like you wrote something new. Or. So that's the question. What would we say by Hotzah? So he writes like this. On the left side of page 27. He was saying Lalu, who, the Daz Rambam, Kanira, Shehiskin was arriving, when the Yoruch Holocaust saw Mishar Malach, smoke and see them. So Rabbeinu Yonah Shita is that Hotzah is different, because there's no Shina B'Guf Adon. The Daz Rashi, Mechaber,
He's not like that. Ainu bar in the karvasim kedivrei Rabbi Yonah oker Ramban. But in the ma'aseh yesh lahakmer v'lo rak mitam chumer al mikra did. Ulay b'shar satkak yesh lahakil v'hanuf mechev chosi b'asaram Rabbi Yonah. So he says that hotzah is different. Hotzah is different. Malacha grua, it's different. And other Rishonim say no. It's just like any other malacha. It's only that if it's returned back, then it's like it never left. But if you hold like the Rabbeinu Yonah and this, so the Rabbeinu Yonah Shita is that you need creativity. So Hatzah, there's no creativity. So therefore, there shouldn't be a regular din of Meitzah Shabbos. In other words, if you're saying that when you take something out, so you accomplish something. So the Rashford says, you accomplished, okay, very minor. You just moved its place. That's not really accomplishing something. So that's the shita of the Ramban. And then the Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, it's not, you have to have a chiddush beguf hadavar. If you don't have a chiddush beguf hadavar, like Bishul, Afiyah, things like that, that's not called Maaseh Shabbos. So, and then the question we have to say, what's this theory if you captured Seder? So in first case, you could say Seder is the same as Thilas Hatzah. It's the same animal. I didn't change the animal. So he writes a Puvi Goldstein on page 27 on the bottom left. Achshav shebiyarnu shol das kamer yishoynim Choluk Hotzah Mishalam Teslav Ches Malachas Shulunasa Bishinei Vachef Tzahotzi Fize Yesh La'ayin Echadin B'Malachas Tzeda In Dodma L'Malachas Hotzah Shulunasa Shinei B'Guf Hachef. On one hand you can say it's like Hotzah. You can say it's like Hotzah. There's no Shinei B'Guf Hachef. So is that nitzod eino shinui v'chaya shachayu? It's the same chaya. So it's the same chaya. So there's no shinui v'guf hachefetz. And the Ramban is the shita that says that if it was brought back, so then you didn't really gain anything because it was taken and brought back. If you need it for outside, then it's used for outside. Then it would be an issur to use it. So that's the Emek Bracha. Okay, there's one more thing.
Halacha.
What? Yeah, no, Emek Halacha we just did. The Emek Halacha is Rav Tuvia Goldstein. And that was discussing the various shitas about is Hotzah different? You know, or is Hotzah just another Malacha?
Rabbi, at the end of the Emek Halacha, he quotes from the Hart Zvi, that's Choylin, that says another.
Yeah, Ulam Rishi Hart Zvi. So he says that.
I remember he said a shiur, he liked this Hart Zvi.
What?
Rav Wax says that, so he liked this Hart Zvi.
Yeah?
He gave all the different
ones. So let's see what he says.
What page is the Hart Zvi on?
28.
Where? On the bottom left?
On the top right. Ulam
So again, he's saying you need a shrita b'guf hachefetz. It's seida. So maybe that's also called a shrita b'guf hachefetz, because before you capture it, it's an independent animal. And now you could just. But now it's not independent because it was caught. So maybe that's called a shrita b'guf hachefetz. But then he says, "Or easy b'hart tzvi."
Is getting damage to the animal?
Wait, let's just say 1 second. Let's see what the Har Tzvi says. "Or easy b'hart tzvi." Shalom kosher kain zelo shalom b'sefer mind get gadim yitor mechadosh ella shetagilolim shabarchu b'tzodu b'shabbos asurim b'chiva. Right, of tagilolim that ran away. And then they were captured again. So you're not allowed to eat them because it's Maaseh Shabbos. So he says that it should be totally on the din of Hotzah, because he holds that the Shaila about Hotzah and the Shaila about Seda are the same thing. You didn't change the Guf HaDavar. Whereas the Emek Halacha originally wanted to say no, that there is a difference. That something is independent versus something that's not independent is a whole different story. Oh, so that's the... Name of Halacha here. That has to be. So those are the Shaila. Whether do we say that Maaseh Shabbos is different? Do we say that the Hotzah is different than a regular Maaseh Shabbos or not? As we said before, you could make a big distinction. Hotzah is a Malacha Grua. It's not. No shina b'guf hadavar. All those things are true, but some still disagree and say that Maaseh Shabbos, would apply to Hotzah, because once you did Hotzah, you did a Maaseh Shabbos. Eventually, it might get back in, so we'll get back in. So big deal. So, Lamaisa, a lot of shitas hold that Maaseh Shabbos doesn't apply to Hotzah because there's no change with Guf HaDavar. And some people like the, that they don't need a change with Guf HaDavar. And then the third shita is the Ramban. The Ramban sheet is that if it came back by itself, you could, it's no longer considered a captured animal. But if it was taken outside and it's kept outside, so the Ramban holds that that's called Maaseh Shabbos, because you did a Maaseh Aveira. You didn't change the Guf HaDavar, so what? So what, you didn't change the Guf HaDavar? But the Maaseh, you did a. You did something. Now, the next time, Bez Hashem, there's a famous sugya in Bav Metzia, Davov. I remember when I was in high school, yeah. So the question is that when we're talking about Maaseh Shabbos, so those were the different opinions. Whether Maaseh Shabbos, Hotzah is different. And is that the only difference? Maybe Tzedah is also like Hotzah.
well, maybe it's different. Maybe that's not considered the difference between free and not free. The Maisa, if it was captured and not captured, maybe that's considered two different types of things. So that's the the Chayyadim was, you know, quoted this Shita that say it over from the Chayyadim, because the Bir Halacha quoted from the Chayyadim. But that's the question. You saw in Maisa Shabbos, if you didn't change the Maisa, you didn't do a new physical act. That's the Shiloh. And the Tosis on Beis Avin Aleph, so he discusses the Lach of Grua and all these ideas. What? Who's speaking? Who?
Menachem.
Okay, yeah.
Even in the Ramad, I think there are a lot of charitable questions, right? When wine is limited, you know, someone's bringing a bottle of wine, the question is, what is 1%?
According to Ramban, so that's called Maaser Shabbos, because they're bringing you a bottle of wine, now you can drink it. So that's Maaser Shabbos. But according to the... But if you bring it back, in other words, if it was taken out from A's house and then brought back to A's house, so he says, maybe that's not called Maaser Shabbos. Because the Maaser, you started where you are. Maaser Shabbos only where you accomplished something. You brought it outside. You accomplished something, that's Maaser Shabbos. And certainly when it's Meshogig, we have more leniencies. Just like we saw by the Rabbanon, right? We saw from the Vilna Gaon that the Rabbanon Meshogig is Mutter even Bo Bayom. Because it's Logozru. Logozru Rabbanon. Wawa? Wait, I can't hear you.
Any better?
Yeah. Yeah, who was saying something?
Menachem,
yeah, say. What? Yeah, if there's an Erev and you hold by the Erev, so then you hold by the Erev. So then it's not a question of Maaser Shabbos, then it's Mutter.
Why is it not a question of Maaser Shabbos? Why is it different than the case of Shulchan Aruch with 2 days of Kippur? Because it's seen a Mamshim Maaser, but I want to tell other people on the second day because they Mamshim hold that it's Mutter. Not a Fumper. If you hold that the Brooklyn Erev is Mamshim problem.
Because maybe it's not because you didn't really do anything but Gufadavar, so Chazal weren't Gozer.
Why is it any different than Chazal found you in 2 days and
I'll tell them? So, Maisi, you didn't do anything. You didn't, it's not noticeable. You didn't accomplish anything. So that's not called Maaser Shabbos. And the Ramban says like you. The Ramban says no. If you bring something to a different location from Rosh Yachad to Rosh Rabin, then that's called Maaser Shabbos. Not like the Chayyadim. Chayyadim is based on Rishonim that he saw, like the Rashba, etc. But if you don't hold from But Ramban saying no, that if you brought it out, that's Isser. If you, but if it was brought back in, then there's no Maaser Shabbos because you didn't gain anything. You end up where you started from. So that's the story of Maaser Shabbos. And according to most, there's only a din derabban. And Rav Yochanan Sandler holds Maaser Shabbos is a din deraita. So that's the shaila: is Hatzah different? Is Tzeda different? Because these things are, you know, you didn't change anything, Book of Hadav. So that's the big discussion that can come up a lot. If somebody brings you something, you know, say somebody drove to your house, and not from Jew, he drove to your house on Shabbos. And then he comes to your house, and he brings you wine, challah. You know, let's assume it was in the tchum. Are you allowed to eat it? Or you say that, you know, and let's say he was a shogeg. Let's assume he was a shogeg. Shogeg can mean you just didn't know. So then, maybe there's no din of Maaser Shabbos, because you normally, by shogeg, we say you have to wait till Motzai Shabbos. By shogeg. By basically, we say it's also l'olam for him and for the other person, Motzai Shabbos. By Mazin. But by Shoigeg, it's Mutter Motzai Shabbos. So, but he brought the wine on Shabbos. He wants you to serve it at the meal. So if it was a Shoigeg, either on a Derabbanan, in other words, what he did was, he wasn't a Rishus Rabbi, he brought it through a Carmelis, or it was a Shoigeg on something that doesn't have a shinoi, because of a maisa, then it could be its mutter on Shabbos itself. So you always have to ask those questions when, in other words, you know the regular rules. So the regular rules are not going to help, because if it's b'shogeg, you still have to wait till Motzai Shabbos. And if it was amazing, it's also l'olam. But you're inviting him to today's meal. He wants you to serve it at the table today. So there are two possible heterim. One possible heter is the heter of the chayodim, that it's not nothing different but guf hadover, and therefore if it's a shogeg, it'll be mutter legamrei. And the other possibility is that it's a derabbanan. If the case was a derabbanan, in other words, it wasn't a rishus haram deraisa, or you can be somrich that it wasn't a rishus haram deraisa. It's only derabbanan. So that's what we saw in the Bir Halacha from the Gra, a derabbanan. The Shoigeg, there's no din of Maaser Shabbos. So there either is no din of Maaser Shabbos by a Derabbanan B'Shoigeg, or even a Daraisa, there's no Maaser Shabbos B'Shoigeg if there's no change in the Guf Hadover. And those are the two, and these are the two possible Haterim, even though each one is not Poshet. You have the Prima Gadim disagreed and said that, you know, a Derabbanan is no different than a Daraisa. And then you have the Ramban that disagreed with the Shita, that's with the Shita of the Chayodam, with the Shita of the Rabbeinu Yonah and the Ritva, etc. So you do have different Shitas on each Nekuda, but B'mokom Shasat Chak, Yeshal Milismoch, that if it was B'shoigeg, and Shoigeg means that if he didn't know the Halacha, that's also called the Shoigeg, because he was an Oymer Mutter. Yeah, so a guy is a whole. That's a different story. That's getting malacha from Maisa from a guy. That's a whole different thing. Okay, Rabosai. Okay. What? Okay, again, Rabosai, we thank the Rav Shlita, Rav Oren, for bringing us together in these difficult times. And continuing the shiur, and we thank everyone for coming from all parts of the world and to be here tonight, and it's always good to see everybody. If everyone could turn on their camera, I'd love to see everyone's I'd love to see everyone. Ayud, how's doing, what's doing in the world, in the corona world?